The Web's Michael Smith. It's episode 47 of the Canes Cast. You know what that means.
What's that?
With the second overall pick, the Carolina Hurricanes select.
Oh, I think the music cut off. What did you say?
I said it. I'm not. I was told I could only say it one time.
Okay.
Here I am.
Oh, I guess we'll never know.
No. Or we'll have to wait until Friday night about 7:35. Ish.
Well, no, yeah. Draft begins at 7:30. You'll be at the Raleigh Beer Garden about an hour earlier unveiling the Carolina Hurricanes' new third jersey.
Yes.
The hype is real for that.
They still have not let me look at it.
Oh, you're still in the dark.
Literally.
Well, you won't have to wait long, and neither will the fans. So we're only, what, four days away from that, I guess, really.
Yeah, depending on when you listen to this. Yeah, if you factor in that Monday for us right now as we're recording the Canes Cast, the pick is in. I believe that could be the name of this episode. But recording the Canes Cast here on Monday, it's kind of near the end of it. So, yeah, we're about 4 days away from it, or 3 days, or 2 days, or one, depending on when you're listening.
Or it already happened, and it's great, and it's awesome. And
we thank you for going back and listening to the Canes Cast.
Yeah, exactly.
We just love the pick, too.
Yeah. Lots of things happening this week. We'll get to them all, but don't forget the Hurricanes draft party is this Friday at Raleigh Beer Garden. Doors will open for the event at 6.
Yes, and you can actually come in there and watch the things as opposed to last week when we recorded the round table that many people pointed out was more of a rectangle, which it
yes.
was. But, I mean, we just have to work with what's there.
Yeah.
And a few other things. You can actually come in. We want you to be there. And enjoy yourself. And again, you can still get the all-you-can-eat buffet, what, $18?
$18.
Unbelievable. You can go to CarolinaHurricanes.com, Hurricanes.com, and find out how you can get a code to Uber down to
yes.
the Raleigh Beer Garden as well.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're safe, have a good time, be responsible, and all of the things that come along with the draft, my friend.
Yeah, it should be a fun evening downtown Raleigh while you guys watch the events unfold at American Airlines Center in Dallas. Where we'll have boots on the ground to bring you the latest from the 2018 NHL Draft. Round one is Friday. Rounds 2 through 7 are Saturday morning. You can watch round one Saturday on NBCSN, and rounds 2 through 7 will be Saturday during the day on NHL Network. And we'll have you covered all weekend long on Hurricanes.com/draft.
Yeah. And are you actually going to be wearing boots?
Probably not.
Well,
just
mean,
shoes.
Then you don't lie to the people by saying we're going to have boots on the ground.
We'll have shoes on the ground.
There, that's much better. Do you know what I do expect there to be a lot of at American Airlines?
Sontra. What's that?
What our good friend Chuck Caton would ask for.
Crowd noise only.
There you go. For those who ask, he says crowd noise only.
Yeah.
We've actually had people ask, and
yeah.
that's what it is. So that's what I'm expecting.
I, you know.
Vis-a-vis. Applause.
Crowd noise only.
I expect a lot of that. I know we'll have some Hurricanes fans in attendance, so hope to see you guys there. It should be a fun weekend, and it's going to be quite hot, just like it is here.
Well, actually, but I did some research. Supposed to rain and be in the 80s until getaway day. Then it'll be in the 90s.
That's perfectly fine with me. But it's cool inside PNC Arena. Inside your office here atop the 300 level at PNC Arena, because I don't know how far that is away from us. I'm bad at estimations. But down there on the arena floor, they're making ice.
I'd say about 200 yards.
Okay.
Maybe more. I don't have my golf measurement for you.
We don't have a tape measure that we can extend
no.
and measure on down there.
I mean, we could try. It would take forever, but we would eventually get there. So, we're here. I've tweeted out, so is Michael Smith, that the ice is down. And my favorite movie quote from Real Genius, I shouldn't say that. There's so many great movie quotes from that movie. But I'm going to go with ice is nice. It's great to see it. They're painting up the ice as we are doing episode 47. The pick is in, and it's the Web's Michael Smith. That's who I draft.
And TV's Mike Maniscalco, of course.
No, I would not draft me second overall.
Oh, why not?
Lots of questions about the character. Some off ice, behind the scenes questions with this guy.
How was your combine?
Outstanding.
Okay. Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah,
then.
But workout warriors, man. If you want to win, if you want to win the underwear Olympics, that's one thing. Give me a player.
Yeah.
I got intangibles. Can't measure the heart here.
There you go.
It's the It's the one muscle you can't measure.
That's true. No analytics for that.
No, just leaving that out there. You can try to, but no.
So a lot's happening.
I'm a gamer.
This week. Yeah. I trust you.
Thank you.
A lot's happening this week. You know, we mentioned them making the ice. We've mentioned the draft. Wednesday is really the first day that things around the league start happening. That's when you're going to find out each team's home opener at 1 p.m. That'll be on social media, on the website. So you'll know when the Hurricanes open at home. And depending on other teams' schedules, you might know a game or two else. And then the rest of the 82-game schedule will fill in on Thursday at 5 p.m. It'll be broadcast live on NHL Network. The channel that you were on, what was that, Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. And a very elaborate sort of high-tech setup here in the office to make sure that your face looked good on TV, which I'm sure it did.
It's all right, though. Coworkers always wonder, do I watch myself on TV? And the answer is, in all caps, yes.
Yes.
All caps when you're texting other people about it.
I mean, and why not?
Well, you could just text me about it. I'd give you the answer. It's all good, though. Yeah, it was great. And I was on with Darren Pang and Jameson Coyle, two pros. I mean, just two really good guys.
Yes.
And I was on after Billy Jaffe, who Billy's just one of the better. I don't know how much if you've ever had to interact with Billy or not.
I don't think so.
Billy's a really good analyst and a really good guy. He was wearing a hat to benefit a friend who's going through a tough time. And, you know, this is we're talking about like a behind-the-scenes guy, and Billy brought that out there. But he also had his four Emmys behind him, to which Darren Pang and Jameson Coyle commented, "Where are your Emmys?" And I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
Not so, yet, at least. No. I mean, maybe one day.
No.
No?
The closest I'm going to come to an award is the one that you and I hand out at the end of the year in Philly.
That's next time here on NHL
Which I actually
Network,
won an award this year for
that's,
it.
That's
when
very
I got froze
true.
Out, so.
And I got beat out by Brett Hedekin last year.
You did still, get beat out by Brett Hedekin.
I still have the Mikey, though. I didn't ever give it to him.
That's true. You accepted it on his
yeah,
behalf.
Don't tell him. It's still with me.
That's all right. That's how that works. So, yeah, the home openers are coming out. That's always exciting. And
home openers.
I think we're going to see, hopefully, the Canes get another good balanced schedule in October like we saw last year, where it was, if my memory serves me right, it was 5-5, five home games
yeah.
and five road games.
Yeah, I think so. And that certainly helped the team. I think they were right about 500 in October. Of course, you'd like to see the team well above 500 get off to that good start and put themselves in good position. But considering the schedules of years past and the starts of years past, that was certainly progress.
All right. And the NHL Awards in Vegas. I volunteered to go. Nobody took me up on that.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Jordan Staal is up for the Masterton Award.
Yeah.
As much as I want him to win, he's up against some stiff competition this year in Brian Boyle and Roberto Luongo, both of who have very – I mean, really all three have compelling stories. So we'll be rooting for Jordan, but I have a feeling one of Boyle or Luongo is going to take home the trophy this year.
You can make a case for all three. That's one of
you
those –
could.
Honestly, that's one of those trophies just to be nominated for it and with what these players go through. And Jordan Staal, again, it's for the dedication to hockey. And Brian Boyle beat cancer to come back and play this
and
year.
And he scored a goal in the first game back, too, I think.
Yeah, he did. And Roberto Luongo for what he has gone through. And, I mean, he's one of the – funny you say this, he hasn't won a Stanley Cup, but he's one of the all-time best goaltenders when you go statistics and wins and games played and what he means to that Florida community as well. There's a lot to it. All right, see, we brought this up. You want to do this real quick? We give out the Mikeys. Want to give out who we think are going to win the award so people can mock us?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I think we're 100% in our playoff predictions.
Yeah.
So we'll be just the same here in our awards predictions.
And it's time for us to tell everybody that the Webs, Michael Smith, and I actually do pick the winners of these awards, not voted on. Like all the things that you've heard, like general managers or players of the meet.
It's just the two of us.
All right. So the Hart Trophy. The finalists are Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche, who had a spectacular season. Anze Kopitar of the LA Kings, who had a huge bounce back year. And Taylor Hall of the New Jersey Devils. My vote goes to Taylor Hall.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think, Taylor Hall is probably going to end up winning it. But MacKinnon, to help take that team from last place back to the playoffs is unbelievable. But it's probably going to be Hall.
All right, so we agree it's Taylor Hall. Mm-hmm. The Vezina Trophy, which goes to the NHL's best goalie, Pekka Rinne, Connor Hellebuyck, and Andre Vasilevsky. I would love to give this award to Hellebuyck for how he played this year for Winnipeg. I think it's going to go to Rinne.
I think so. He had that one.
My vote is Hellebuyck, but I think that's like if I voted, that's who I'd give it to. But I think Pekka Rinne is going to get the award.
He had that one incredible streak from, I forget when it was, January or February, where he was – where the team was winning a whole lot of games, and he was a big reason because of that. So, Rene's probably it.
And then the Selke Trophy, one of my all-time favorite trophies, goes to the best defensive forward.
One who I think Jordan Staal, you know, is very underrated in the conversations for.
Agreed. But we could just rename this the Patrice Bergeron Trophy because that's what it's been, I think, the last 5 years. Sean Couturier, Anze Kopitar, and Patrice Bergeron. I would normally say give it to Bergeron again because of how good he is and what he meant to this Bruins team. I think Kopitar wins it if he doesn't win the Hart Trophy.
Okay, like I can see that.
Like the, hey, this is what you get for the season.
I'm going to go Bergeron, but I can certainly see your argument.
Yep. No, I'm trying to predict what the voters are going to do. So there's a split there. Norris Trophy, Victor Hedman, Drew Doughty, or P.K. Subban? What does your heart tell you?
Wow, this
what is your head going to say?
I mean, my heart tells me P.K. Subban. My head might lean more towards Hedman.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on Victor Hedman winning the award. Tampa is going to get some recognition for the season they had. That could come there. And then after that, you've got the Calder Trophy for the Rookie of the Year. Brock Besser in Vancouver. Matthew Barzal on the Island, which is actually Brooklyn, yo. And Clayton Keller in Arizona, which I thought it was Keller – when we were out in Arizona early in the season, I thought it was his trophy to lose, and I think he lost it to Matthew Barzal for the New York Islanders.
Yeah, and even Besser, I think, has an argument to be made there.
If he didn't get hurt, I think he might have been able to run away and hide with it.
Right, and maybe you see a Carolina Hurricane in the conversation for this next year. That would be there's
lovely.
Potential there.
Could be.
There's potential.
Two chances. I'll look at it this way. The second overall pick.
Yep.
And Martin Natchez, who will be over here and I think will be a player.
Yep.
So that is good stuff. And then the Jack Adams Award for the Coach of the Year, Jared Bednar in Colorado, Gerard Gallant in Vegas, and Bruce Cassidy with the job he did in Boston. It's got to go to Gerard Gallant.
Yeah, that's a virtual lock. But Jared Bednar, again, to take that team from last place to the playoffs is incredible. But Gerard Gallant, I mean, he's dealing with a bunch of outcasts, essentially, and it takes him all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So, yeah, for sure, Gallant.
There you go. And the record that they had. And they won the Pacific Division, too. So I think it will be Gallant. And that is just on Wednesday, June 20th. So let's move on to June 21st, Michael Smith. That's the NHL schedule full release.
Yeah, and it'll be
a full release.
A full release. Not just the home opener, all of them.
All of it.
All of them.
Well, it'll be all over the place.
All over the place. You can watch it live on NHL Network at 5 p.m. I know that's a bit of a problematic time because it's a lot of people are commuting then. But it'll be online.
You could be listening to NHL Network Radio.
That's
I'm
very
sure
true.
They'll have it too.
That's very true. And it'll be online for you to see after that. Or you could just hang around the office for, you know, a few extra minutes or maybe leave early and get home so you can prepare yourself.
I like that idea better.
Yeah. So that'll be Thursday afternoon when you'll know the full details of the 82-game schedule.
And let's face it, in today's day and age, it's supposed to be released at 5 o'clock. Somebody will have it at like 3:15.
Yeah, you always see, you know, certain leaks of, okay, there's this here, this there. It's bound to happen, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Then moving on.
Yes, Friday.
Friday.
Friday's maybe the busiest day.
I would think so. For all of us, all parties involved. The Web's Michael Smith with his shoes on the ground in Dallas at the American Airlines Center will be front and center for the Hurricanes' second overall pick in the NHL Entry Draft 2018 in Dallas. That will just be waiting for the Sabres to say Rasmus Dahlin will be their pick. Again, if he's not, I don't know what's happening up there.
Right. If somebody fell asleep or
– exactly.
You know.
The Canes pick, Michael – Shane and I have already told you who we think it's going to be, and
we
haven't
were unanimous.
Backed off of it. Yeah, it's Andrei Svechnikov. That's who we believe it's going to be. But you know, things happen when you go to the draft. I keep it wide open. That's just who we believe it'll be. But we'll move from there. And then the draft first round goes from about 7:30 roughly to about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Roughly, probably a little quicker than that. It does move fast, unless there's a bunch of trades.
It depends on trades and how quickly teams are getting in their picks. I remember a few years ago, I believe it was Boston had 3 consecutive picks. It was really strange. It was in South Florida. Really strange and unique. The thought was that they wouldn't hang on to all 3 because that's, you know, why would you? Then they ended up hanging on to all 3, so their picks got backed up a little bit. So it just kind of depends on the manner of things. But I think it'll go fairly quickly. Day 2 always moves way quicker than you expect. And that all kicks off at 11 a.m. Eastern, I believe.
It does. But let's go back to Friday night.
Sure.
Because if you're going to Raleigh Beer Garden, you're going to want to get there early. Like, I've had people ask me, we're going to get there at, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
get there,
I mean,
get there when you want.
The place will be open all day long. I don't know their hours.
It opens at 11.
Okay, so you could conceivably get there at 11 and hopefully still be awake by the time doors open to the party at 6.
7 hours.
I mean, that's
a shift.
That's a shift. But I say doors, it'll be a tent out back.
Yes.
It's a private event space, so it's sort of separate from the rest of the building, but you can still come and go as you please.
Yep.
But it'll be a separate tent space, and that'll open up at 6 for everybody to sort of get in there and mingle, and that's where everything will happen from 6 onward.
Yeah, the draft party starts officially at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, it will be the Canes' new third jersey unveiling, which Jameson Coyle tried to get all the details out of me, even tried to do the end around on, is it going to be the Whalers jersey? I'm like, no.
Asking the wrong guy.
Again, the motto of the show.
Yeah. They don't tell us anything. And
we don't know anything. And we are living that dream as it stands right now.
Blissfully unaware.
But we will know when the I'm going to guess, shroud comes off of.
Yeah.
It would be great if we do that and, like, it's a magic show and it's you're there wearing the jersey.
Surprise.
I know you got to be in Dallas.
I'm not in Dallas.
Surprise, I'm here.
Boots on the ground in Raleigh.
Exactly. Then you just get on a jet and fly back to Dallas for the second
overall
pick.
It'll be record time.
And then at 7:30 again. Gary Bettman will come out to a loud chorus of boos, announce the Sabres have the first overall pick, and then the party really gets going. But Shane Willis, John Forslund, and I will be there. We got a show to do too. We're gonna be trying to be as entertaining as humanly possible for all of the good folks at the Raleigh Beer Garden.
Yeah, it should be a fun night. Again, we mentioned earlier that all-you-can-eat buffet is available for $18. A lot of good stuff on that menu. Check it out at hurricanes.com/draftparty.
Yep.
And if you want to, you can prepay. It's suggested to prepay just so Raleigh Beer Garden has an idea of what food to prepare, but you don't have to. It is available at the event if you want to partake there.
And then on Sunday, June 24th, for season ticket members for the Carolina Hurricanes, the Shoot for Your Seats from noon until, I love this, 3? So, you know, whenever you get a party that goes to ? But from noon until, I'm going to say, at least 4:30, season ticket members who have signed up for this are going to have a chance to shoot a puck the length of the ice and a chance to win their season tickets for an entire year. So that will be great. I'll be there from noon until 1:30. Abby LaBar will be there after me from 1:30 to 3. And then H. Wade Minter with a goal will be there.
But maybe he'll get to do that.
Brock. Again, that's as close as
he's
I can
get to.
He's
coming for your job, Wade.
I'll hurt my voice. You get one shot at it, and that's it. Yeah.
That'd be
although
great
if Wade ever can't make it, if they had let me out of my, like, the ideal world would be it would be an NBC game, and Wade couldn't make it, then I'd be the announcer.
Yeah.
If you needed me to do that.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
No, that's all right.
We'll work it out with Wade.
Well, I mean,
and NBC.
I want Wade to be here, so that's what it comes down to.
Maybe he'll get to yell out goal. I mean, it would be cool to see somebody make the shot. It's going to be tough.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
I'm rooting for it. I think it's tough. It's tough. We'll just say that.
You're going to need skill and luck.
Yes.
It's not going to be one or the other.
Because as we talked about, I'd almost like to see, like at prospects camp, guys try it just to see.
You and I go over that, 5 of them would make it.
And I think it'd be less.
Okay.
I'd take the under on that.
That's fine. You take the under all day.
Yeah.
We saw a goalie score.
We did.
An all-star game event doing that.
But it wasn't in, you know, a tiny little hole.
Was it not in the
I don't think so.
Crevasse?
I think he had to get it over a little hump or something.
Either way, we've seen it done with a goalie.
Yeah, it's impressive regardless.
Yeah, so I think it'll be done.
And then that leads right into Summerfest, which is all week long, events all week long, prospects development camp from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday into Saturday, which is Summerfest celebration. Caps the whole week. Really fun time, fun event for families just to come out and experience some hockey and cool off a bit because it's going to be swelteringly hot and it's going to be quite cool inside PNC Arena.
And then it ends with the prospects game.
Yes. And maybe the first live edition of Canescast.
I know. That's being kicked around.
We're teasing it. We can't commit to it because there are just a few details we got to work through. But the hope is that we will be doing the first live Canescast that Saturday, Summerfest celebration, June 30th.
That would be wonderful if we do. And then Sunday, July 1st.
Oh, yeah. Free agency.
Hi. How's that doing? What's that going for?
Let's just cram
you?
Everything into 2 weeks.
That's what we're doing.
And then we'll take a nap. I'll sleep in July. Who needs rest right now? That's overrated.
Again, people used to always ask me, when do you sleep? June was usually the good answer for it. So
now it's July, late July into August.
Yeah, we'll get it all set.
Hibernation.
But yeah, I am looking forward to the prospect game because there's going to be some high-level talent on the ice.
Yes.
Wanting to turn the heads of the coaching staff.
And we'll know exactly who is coming to that probably Saturday after the draft wraps up. We'll probably have a good list together, have an idea of if all the prospects drafted there will be able to make it into Raleigh. You'll certainly see the number two pick, I have to imagine, here, unless something.
Yes. No, I think they'll be here. I think usually the first three or four picks of a draft find a way to make it to a prospect camp.
Yeah. So that whole roster will be released probably this upcoming weekend so you can prepare accordingly.
Yeah, very good.
And there will be a couple of morning skates that week that aren't open to the public. Yeah. You can come and check out the evening skates on Wednesday, Thursday, I believe it is, or Wednesday, Friday. I'd have to check the schedule. Of course, I'm not prepared for this. But the morning skates will be available to stream live on CarolinaHurricanes.com. That's Wednesday and Thursday. Our team practice is open to the public beginning at 5:30 p.m.
Yep.
There will be morning skates. You won't be able to be in the building for those, but if you could, minimize your browser at work and watch some hockey, that'll be available on CarolinaHurricanes.com.
There you go. So we have you covered all the way through.
A lot going on.
Yeah. And that's how we like it.
It is how we like it, because it gives us stuff to talk about on Canescast, for one.
Yes.
And for two, it's nice not to be just spinning our wheels talking about other things.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe some guests, too.
Probably so.
That would work out for all of us.
And the live podcast, if we were to do it, it would obviously be free. People would be able to listen who are at PNC Arena at the Summerfest celebration, and then we would post it online later for everyone who
did not make it here, yes.
To listen to it. So it will be available for everybody. But, we're shooting, which is exciting. Yeah. Exciting to potentially do this in front of people.
Yeah, we'll see how that process works. They'll see. They'll see how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a couple of twos.
Right.
Really? That's how they put the show together?
These guys don't know anything. Two.
We've told you that.
They don't prepare at all. Two.
One. Fine. Go ahead and as long as you're rating us and listening to us on iTunes or Google Play.
But preferably fives.
That works for me.
We're best friends.
All right. Yes. Five best friends.
Yeah.
Four. We're still really good friends. We'll probably even go get lunch.
Maybe.
Three. I mean, you're listening. You don't love it, but you don't hate it, so you kind of like it. Two, you're a person who texts other people.
Maybe just keep it to yourself.
No, but can't. Like, you're a person who's like, I'm going to text this person, and that person gets it.
So like, and just, then one we're
and
not.
And then one, just give it to me, because that way I could be like, you're worthless, and I don't need you in my life.
And then we're never talking again.
Exactly. You don't exist in my world anymore.
You're dead to us.
Pretty much, yeah. You have no soul, and you probably hate puppies and kitties.
And maybe Star Wars, too.
Ooh, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay. Jumped the gun a little bit.
Well, we have to get into something where I know you're never prepared for.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I kind of want to do the live the live podcast
then
for people
can
to see that you are never ready for this moment.
If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back.
I'm just going to need someone to shout out something when we do the live podcast. When it comes to me, I'll just throw the mic to the audience and somebody will have something.
Which, all right, that'll be fine. So I need to put this out here as we are getting closer to, and this is the official week of the draft. If you are following how this has been going, like it.
Take it.
If not,
send it right back.
I know we've already had Will Ferrell say it, but there will be at least six players from this year's draft who will be on an NHL roster and play 30 games this year.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
I don't think that this is going to be one of the greatest draft classes ever. I'm not going down that road, but this is a deep draft class with guys who I think could be ready to step in and play right away. Certainly the top two picks, I think, are going to be here in the NHL all year long.
Yep. Yeah, I'd agree. And when I talked to Tony McDonald, he said initial thoughts were that it wasn't going to be great. Since then, you've seen sort of the class grow deeper and deeper. It's extremely talented at the top. There's no questioning that. One, two, the Hurricanes are going to get a very talented player who's going to be more than capable of playing in the NHL next season. After that, it's not that it's a bad draft. It's not one of the greatest drafts, but it's still going to produce some really good players.
And
so I'll take that.
Note I said 30 games. The reason why I bring that up, how many players from last year's draft in the first round played 30 games or more?
I figured there was a reason. It's probably not. How many did you say? Six?
I said it'll be.
Was it five
players
last year?
It was two.
Two, wow.
And it was the top two picks.
Nolan Patrick and
Nico Hischier.
Exactly.
So that's it. A few other guys got a cup of coffee. Marty Natchez made his NHL debut, but just played in one game. And then after that.
30 is, I mean, that's a big commitment, a big leap to make, especially when you're considering the age of these guys. Their eligibility, when you factor that in with if they're eligible to play in the AHL or if they have to be sent back to junior, you know, it might be less. Now that I talked myself through it.
I really think it's going to be Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah, I think we can count on two.
Andrei Svechnikov, Filip Zadina, and Brady Tkachuk. I think those four guys, they're going to play in the NHL this year. That's just my feeling.
So then maybe banking on – yeah, but I don't know. You know what? I'm sending it back.
Well, there's a couple of defensemen who are out there, and, you know, let's face it, Michael, we've been caught up in the Hurricanes don't need to draft a defenseman. So there's a couple of young players on the blue line who are really good, who people think, besides Dahlin, could step in and play this year as a kid. It's hard to do, but there are a few can do that, and I think there's a few other players who – people don't have their eye on who can kind of, you know, slip in between the cracks and get in.
I'm sending it back.
Okay.
I took it initially after talking myself through it.
I just put it out there. I mean, I don't have to go. Well, 30 I don't have to pick one way or the other unless you want me to.
It's, you know, it's not nearly half the season, but it's close.
That's why.
You've got to be physically ready. So I'm sending that
one back.
Yeah,
I mean, you're committing. Basically, if you're there for 30, you're there for the whole year.
I've got one for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pick is in.
If you like it, take it. If not, send it back.
Done.
The Hurricanes will make at least one trade at the draft.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. I don't know if it'll be a major trade.
Right.
But I think that with the draft picks that they have, I know that there's always a player that you like who might fall down the board. And the Canes, let's see how the picks fall right now, Michael. If I am to remember, the Canes have a first and a second round pick. They do not have a third round pick.
That's correct.
They have 2 4th round picks.
That's correct.
They have a 5th round pick, a 6th round pick.
No 6th round pick.
No 6th round pick. Two sevens.
Yeah.
That's right, because they have the second last draft pick, which you are fascinated
yes,
with.
Yes, it is. It's quite fascinating.
So I think because you've got those 2 4th round picks, if there's somebody in the third round that you like who's hanging around at the end of the third round, you might be able to move up and grab them.
Yeah, you've got some picks to play with, and the potential to move up may be there might be intriguing because you've got a gap of what, 54 picks there between 42 and 96. That's a lot of players that can come off the board. Then you do make two quick between 96 and 104. I think there is potential.
We're not saying big trade.
Sure.
Just said a trade at the draft.
Yep.
And that could be the second day as well. So, yeah, I think I'll take it. I think they'll make a deal before the draft is over.
I'll take it as well.
All right. Outstanding. By the way, I will you sent the six players, send it back?
Yes.
Saying it's my take. You know what? I'll take it.
Okay.
I might be off on that one, but I'll take it because there are a couple of players, two for sure I know are going to be in the NHL all year. And after that, a lot of people are high on a lot of these young players. Some guys are moving up the draft board fast, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'll see. And the NHL, like all other sports, you're starting to see veterans kind of get phased out and young guys get brought in a little bit quicker.
It's a younger league.
It is.
Guys are more physically ready to handle what the NHL is today than they were, you know, maybe 10 years ago.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we've reached the point in this episode of the podcast, episode 47, where we've promised a movie review of a Star Wars story, Solo. We told you we'd give you about a month. I think we're kind of almost at a month.
Yeah, close enough.
Take, yeah. I think we're 5 days away from the month.
Close
I think
enough.
I think Solo premiered on May 23rd.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But we'll have a lot to talk about next week. So.
Yeah, so this will probably be one of the last movie reviews we give for a while. I need to do this. To all of the Star Wars nerds, which I am one, and I will admit it.
I'll admit that as well.
But to the ones who've now taken it to another level, above levels.
Take it to another level.
Stop it. You're ruining something that's just entertaining and fun because you've gotten so far into a universe that, A, doesn't exist, but B, just enjoy it. It was a good story. Are there plot holes in it? Yes, there are plot holes in every Star Wars movie. Every single one.
Yeah, because like, what was really Luke's plan in Return of the Jedi when he went to Jabba? Like, I don't know.
He was going to try to like mind control Jabba.
Maybe.
But to have all of that set up, like he knew he was going to go to the Sarlacc pit and everything. Yeah. So plot hole there and a few other ones as well that we'll just conveniently ignore through all of them. Was it the best Star Wars movie or anything associated with Star Wars ever? No.
Nope.
But did I like it? Yeah, I did. I thought that Alden Ehrenreich, once I got over the, it can't be Harrison Ford.
Exactly. And that's a leap you just have to take because you know that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like you just, you have to accept it.
Let me just enjoy the character.
Mm.
And I got into the character, not the actor who was playing him, who I thought actually did a fine job.
Yeah.
Not going to win an award.
That's the thing. Like I think we went in with such low expectations of what he was going to be able to do that then what he was able to do was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Then we can just go down the list of Woody Harrelson was good.
Yeah.
In another character who I would have liked to, spoiler alert, know that there'd be more of.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially there could be, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
I thought the bad guy was really good, played by Paul Bettany, you know, in the small pieces we saw of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lando Calrissian.
Really good. Donald Glover.
Unbelievable.
Knocked it out of the park.
It was.
And we had talked about, like, seeing that in trailers, like, we figured that was going to be the scenario. And yeah, he killed it. He killed it.
He nailed it. And like all of the people who want to complain about this, that, and the other, you got to see how they did the Kessel Run,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing.
You got to see the card game.
Yes.
Where he won the Falcon.
Although people go, it was a dice game. It was a card game. Who cares? We saw how he won the Millennium Falcon. We saw how he met Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm. And befriended.
190. You look great.
And befriended him by speaking Wookiee.
And there were lots of good things in the movie that weren't in the trailer. That was my fear. All of the good things in the movie were going to be in the trailer.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And it was entertaining. I was entertained. Could they have cut it down a little bit? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Could have made it because it was 2.5.
Yeah, it was pushing. Yeah.
Could have made it 2. But That's a nitpick on the review. I enjoyed it.
And really just a general trend of movies nowadays just be longer. But, you know, tighten it up a little bit.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I enjoyed it. It was good. I thought that they did, for an origin story, they did a really good job with it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go in going, well, how old should he be? And he was, no, right. I wanted to be entertained. I wanted to see some cool things. I wanted to know some things about the character I didn't know. And we got them all.
I'm even up for more. Like, I mean, I don't
see another one.
I don't know if there will be more because of the box office performance and everything.
But they say that it still made over $100 million.
Yeah. But considering the budget and marketing and everything, it's not that Disney is strapped for cash or anything.
Are you sure about that?
But, you know, they probably hope this would perform a little better.
All right.
But I'm completely up for more. I thought it was, as you said, very entertaining. It was a perfect just go to the movie for the summer, turn your mind off, and be entertained for 2.5 hours.
All right. Everybody has, like, rating systems now. And, you know, I'll admit I've been part of that in my past life. I'll give it this. I'll give it that. For me, the biggest test of is a movie good or not is, would you pay full price? Would you pay matinee price? Or do you wait for it to come out and you can watch it on Netflix, which you're paying for, or just wait for it and hopefully it shows up on cable?
I like that rating. I like that rating system.
It's monetary. That's why.
Yeah, I'd go matinee price.
I'd go full price.
Okay.
I'd go full price. I was entertained by it.
Yeah.
So
I thought musically it was very nice. Mm-hmm. Visually, especially the Kessel Run, the visuals on that. Yep.
Can I also mention that the Webb's Michael Smith is notoriously cheap. So
yes.
He'd go matinee price for every
movie
ever.
I don't think
ever.
I've paid full price for a movie in a while.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, Last Jedi and Force Awakens. Nope. Matinee.
Yeah.
If I can, Early Bird to get even the cheapest price.
See, I go to the last showing in a theater so I'm not surrounded by people. I like to watch movies in comfort and in silence.
That's fair. That's fair. And I appreciate the trend of movie theaters installing recliners because that just makes the viewing experience so much better.
I do until the person next to me falls asleep and snores.
And then snores loudly.
As you did in Avengers Infinity War.
Not me.
You don't know.
Someone,
not you.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I went late at night. We've already proven that you don't pay full price for movies.
Yeah, that's correct.
So, but you'd put it the matinee price?
Yeah, matinee price,
I think
for
that's,
sure.
By the way, I do think that's a good way to rate movies for guys who, this isn't our job.
Yeah, that's excellent. I never have considered it in that fashion.
Now you have.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because it is a good, like, barometer of how strongly you feel about, you know, it's, yeah, I like that. I think you might be onto something.
That's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
And honestly, Avengers, which I liked the movie, I would want to pay matinee for it because there were parts of it that angered me.
The one part of Solo where initially I was confused and simultaneously like stoked about it was the Darth Maul reveal.
Going out for it. Well,
yeah, it's
it's out there
film.
Anyway. Yeah.
I guess he's just Maul now. He's not Darth. He's lost.
Yeah, he's lost his Sith powers, I guess.
But because of, you know, I was aware of the timeline going in, so seeing Maul, I was like, wait a minute, because I know the cartoons or the TV series are still canon.
I was confused on the timeline because I thought that it might have been a little bit before, because if you remember, like, everybody got really, really stoked about, you could see the Millennium Falcon in, I think, episode one. Mm. I think. It might have been like when they're coming into the city and like you could see it take off.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't have the patience nor the time to watch episode one again.
Right.
To just find 4 seconds of something that probably isn't it.
Yeah. Maybe YouTube it or something.
Yeah, that's what I could do. But I was a little off on the timeline. But yeah, everybody who's seen episode one, sorry. But Darth Maul was cut in half, but evidently
yes.
He survived it.
Evidently.
Well, remember, if you get cut with a lightsaber, you get cauterized instantly.
Yeah, and he apparently, from what I read, used the Force to guide himself into a trash thing and then got some robotic legs, and now he's running a crime syndicate.
Yep.
And that, I think, not only would I like to see more of Solo, and I know there's a finite period we can do before it gets to New Hope, but I'd also like to see more of maybe Maul, like how...
Yeah. I think you get like a decade. I think you get, mm-hmm. because I'm going to go in, he was, when we first saw him, he's between 16 and 19, but then he's old enough to enlist Han.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Han.
Han Solo.
It's Han.
Han.
Okay, Han.
And we got...
what's your last name? Who are your people?
Did you like the explanation?
Oh,
Holly?
I love that. Who are your people? I don't have people.
Yeah. Solo.
Solo.
There you go. That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. It's an answer I never knew that I needed, really.
I'm glad that I got it, though.
Yeah.
So.
I'd like to see more of Maul, because he was, as bad as Phantom Menace was, I thought he was part of what was good about it,
but he was
dispatched.
The only good parts of that
movie. And then was dispatched quickly.
He only had three speaking lines in that whole movie, too,
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Three.
He probably spoke more in Solo than he did in cumulatively.
That he did. Look at you.
Yeah.
But overall, if you're a Star Wars fan, stop overanalyzing it. It was a good movie.
It's a good movie. It wasn't. I liked Rogue One, Force Awakens, and Last Jedi better, but that doesn't mean it was a bad movie. It just did. It was still a good movie. But if you're asking me to rank them, you know, I'd.
Do you want to rank them? We got the time to do it on this podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
For me, I would rank Rogue One number one.
Okay.
Which it absolutely. I had no expectations for Rogue One, and it was really good and tied everything together nicely. I thought it was a well-told story.
I think I'm going to lead off with Force Awakens.
I am not.
You
and I are on the opposite ends of the spectrum on this one.
But I just loved how, and I know it's very similar to A New Hope in a lot of ways, as is Last Jedi to Empire in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I loved how it just introduced a new story for a new generation. And I thought it did it really, really well.
Second for me, I'm going to put The Last Jedi, which everybody hates for whatever reason. I liked it because I thought it did a great job explaining the Luke Skywalker story, where he went to, what happened with everything that you knew after Force Awakens. I'll put Solo third, and I'll put the movie I saw the first time when it was called Star Wars fourth. Thank you.
I think I'd go...
Emo villain who was talking through a mask for most of it.
But that... you know,
and then I'm like, oh my God, they just created the Death Star, but they made it a planet.
Yeah. It's similar in a lot of ways, but so is Last Jedi to Empire. But both are very good. I think I'd put Last Jedi second, Rogue One third, and Solo fourth. Okay. All very good movies. I enjoyed them all.
But I am splitting hairs. I did enjoy them. I enjoyed The Force Awakens, although I am now old man yelling at Cloud about that movie. I enjoyed it. I love the character development, except for one. Poe Dameron. You're trying to force a new Han Solo on me. Stop it.
His character, I thought, took some strides in Last Jedi.
That's why I liked Last Jedi. He was better. The character was better in Last Jedi.
I want... the character of Finn, I feel like there's more there to explore. I'm not entirely sure of his motivations just yet. But we'll see. We'll see where that goes.
Sort of forgot about him in The Last Jedi.
His storyline was kind of weird there.
Yeah.
That was part of The Last Jedi that probably could have been a little tighter, that whole excursion to Canto Bite.
But it did give us... forces in all of us, my friend.
That's true. And I thought that was a brilliant way to sort of tie the whole movie together.
And hopefully the force will be in whoever the Carolina Hurricanes select on Friday night in Dallas with a second overall pick. So let's recap episode 47 with the second overall pick. This is what you need to know. Wednesday, we get a few things happening, right?
Home opener. And awards that night.
And Michael Smith and I have already gone over our picks for that.
Yes.
Which I'm sure are going to be wrong. And as I sip from my water bottle that I'm sure someone has spit in, we then move on to Thursday, where it's the full release.
Yes, full release of the schedule.
And then Friday, draft time, baby.
Draft time. Draft party, third jersey.
I'm a draft nerd.
NHL draft.
I'm a draft nerd for the NHL, for the NBA, and for the NFL. I am a draft nerd.
The MLB is just kind of weird because it's mid-season.
Well, it's mid-season. You never know when it is, and 90% of them are players you have never, ever seen or heard of.
And then it just kind of happens, and you're like, oh,
hey, there you go.
Yeah.
somebody recommended, but we're a hockey podcast, but somebody recommended you move the Major League Baseball draft to the All-Star Game weekend, and I think that's actually a brilliant idea.
So, quickly before we leave – the All-Star game is apparently on a Tuesday this year, MLB All-Star in D.C. It's on
Tuesday.
Usually,
yeah, because they do the Home Run Derby on Monday, and then the game's on Tuesday.
So a suggestion for the NHL, because I know Gary Bettman listens to this podcast, big fan.
As well he should.
Maybe do the schedule release on the Wednesday, right after the MLB All-Star game. Because I don't think anything else happens. There are no baseball games.
Yeah.
The NBA's done. I can't think of anything else that would be going on.
There's nothing. We call it in the sports talk radio days, it is the dead zone.
Maybe spread the love.
So it's the one thing where if you want to give the NFL credit, and a lot of people don't anymore, they have done a great job of making themselves relevant in basically every month of the calendar now.
Yeah, they find something to sort of attach to stretch the storyline that whole season. I mean, OTAs just wrapped up, and I thought week one was like tomorrow pretty much.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not the case. But yeah, maybe just move the schedule and let some things breathe a little more.
There you go.
No harm in that.
Explore the space.
Yeah.
Good job. Good thinking.
Thanks.
Good way to end this podcast too, my friend.
Thank you.
You have fun in Dallas.
Thanks, and you have fun in Raleigh with all our fine fans and the fine people of Raleigh Beer Garden.
Oh, they're great.
Who I hope
there.
Will take care of you.
Over 300 beverages on tap.
Oh.
I will find one
lovely.
That I'm sure I will enjoy.
Yes.
So
There's something for, literally something for everybody.
Yes. If you enjoy malt, hops, barley, and carbonated water, there'll
all
be something
the
there for you. That's for sure. So that'll do it for episode 47 of the Canes Cast. For the Web's Michael Smith.
And TV's Mike Maniscalco.
We will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.